In the day of the Torah reading, Wednesday night, Rav Springer.
Because the shaila that was put up was about sign language. Sign language. So the shaila is there an issek siva with using your hands to make signs, to make letters, to make symbols. So start off with the issek siva. The Mishnah Berurah says, he brings down that in order to be chayv on Shabbos, to be chayv for writing a letter to issek siva, einu chayv ad sheyichtov b'dava oimed al dava oimed. You have to write something that is oimed, that it will stay as a dava miskayim, and it's written on something that's miskayim. That means you have to have good ink that will stay there, and will stay for a few days. How long is the machlokes? It could be until the end of Shabbos, or it has to stay for a bit longer than that. But it's something that has to be permanent. If it doesn't stay for a long time, then it's not issur d'oraisa. What? Yeah. So that's the rabbanon. So the main issur in our Torah is to write something that has a kiyum and it will stay a bit longer. So when there's something that's not miskayim and will fade after time, so the rabbanon will go, they made the issur to write it, so even though it doesn't have a chiyuv chatos, it's not issur in our Torah, but it still has the issur rabbanon. So that would be such a case that dipping your finger into some liquid, and then with that writing on the table, so that will fade after time. So it's not miskayim. So that would only be an issa ksiva midrabbonim. And also the poskim mentioned that writing on the condensation on the window. So it's not something that can stay. It's not going to be permanent. So it's only an issa. It's only issa midrabbonim. It's still also, but it's also midrabbonim. The Loshon Shulchan Aruch is, Yesh lizoi shelo lichtoi bet spoi b'mashkin. You have to be careful not to write, to dip your finger into mashkin and to write with that. Ala shulchan oiba oifa. Or to write in the sand, or in the dust, or in the earth. So when you write, if you write something in the sand, and then when it's dry, then straight away it just collapses and it goes back to normal. So it's not dover miskayim. But for a second you do have excel. And so therefore that would be awesome. But this is all a case of where you have a ksiva that for a second or for some time there is actually a ksav there, but then it disappears. I was talking more that what happens if it never is there to start with. If a person just waves his finger, does the shape of letters in the air, so then there's nothing. It's just your eye follows your finger, but there's no roshon, there's no mark that's there. So that is mutal chatchilo. Have a mutal roshon ba'avir. You're allowed to make a roshon in the air, come in osius in the shape of letters. That's mutal. That's mutal. So that's fine.
Is this mutal when you speak a language with a master?
Yeah.
What's that look about that?
It's fine. And so what?
You can't play bobble on Shabbos. You know this game where you make it work.
Well, you scrabble where you put down the pieces. So that also is not. It doesn't. It's not permanent. But there you have the letters already. And you're just putting them together. You're not making the letters. So that's more kodesh. But here you're creating the letters. There never was a letter, and you made it. You just be makar of the letters over there.
And for girls who have photographs on Shabbos, that's definitely mutter, yes?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So in our case over here, where we're talking about making symbols with your fingers, so we need to know if it's how this applies to these halachas. So first of all, to say whether it's miskayim or not. So you could say that this isn't a derech. No one would keep the hand. If you make a shape with your fingers, then you're not going to leave it there forever. So it's not called miskayim. But then maybe it is called permanent, because when you make the shape, your fingers are in place and it's all there, but you have to remove it. You have to add something else. Because if someone writes on a paper and he plans to burn it and to cut it, to throw it away, so then that would be called miskayim, because the ksav was good, you wrote it on a paper, and then something else came and took it away. So if you say that your fingers are permanent but you have to open it, then that might be a problem of something that's miskayim. But since the derech of people isn't to leave it like that, then you're planning to move it, and so because that's the normal derech, so therefore it's mistama, it's not considered a miskayim. So that would already be a heter that when you make signals, then it's not a miskayim. But then the chalad is a shayla, is making a letter without a background, is that also? So a lot of poskim say that. It has to be put in the background. Morgan Avraham talks about taking letters and fitting onto the pareches and fitting in, and it has to be fixed on properly in a way that it's not an Issa Shabbos where you can clip it in somehow, but it has to be placed onto the background. Just forming the letters is many posts can hold that's not an Issa. There's an interesting riot for this from Narizal. In Narizal Nishar Kavonis, he talks about taking the matzah, the middle matzah that we take for, that we break up and use for afikomen, and that's keneged the hay. It's keneged bino, which is a hay. And so then you take the matzah and pull off a piece. So then a hay is made up of a dalet and a vav. So the bigger piece is a hay, and the other piece is a vav. So you take it off, so you end up with in one hand a dalet and in one hand a vav. And this is in the kavanah sarizah that you make the matzah into a dalet and a vav. So it's kavonis al pikavona, whatever that means. But you see from Narizal that he says you can make the letters. So forming letters without actually putting it onto a background and without it coming into anything, that alone, just making the shape of the letters, is not an issa, and you're allowed to do that on yontif. So here as well, just making forms with your hands, then that shouldn't be an issa. Although the Alpeskin would say that even if you just making the letters, the Chayodom says to make out of dough and make shapes and make out of food to make it into specific shapes, that would be awesome. What? So writing simonim is also a problem. Like let's say the Mishabur says if you write a mem for 40 or you write it for, it's short for Meisah, so that's also, since that's a simon, since it represents something, so it's also going to be issa of ksiva. So that's the shayla also with sign language. You can make the sign of the letter that actually looks like a letter, but then there's just symbols that use it in sign language. Then they have it's like A E I O U. It doesn't represent anything. It's just a symbol that everyone understands. And if you go to someone like this, so would you say that is also a, is that also a making something? But mistoma is something that doesn't have any mashmos in writing. It's not normally written like that. It's just hand signals that people do, and that's not called a ksiva. It's only something that could be written, and then you make the form of the letter. Then maybe that would be a letter.
Is it allowed to write to the Gentiles?
Yeah. So there's another shadow the person talk about is making shadows. Shadows. You hold your hand up in the sun or in the light, and you make pictures with a shadow. So there you're not making anything. You're not making any form. But here you could hold your finger in certain shapes and make shadows. Or it's negay also with a projector. The light's on already from before Shabbos, and you just put the slides on. So that the poskim were matter, that you haven't done anything. You just blocked the light and you can see a form, but you haven't actually made any ksav. So most poskim matter, Shem Zan was even matter to use a projector on Shabbos. You do the slides, not the projector. You don't move the, you just put the papers on, the plastic. But Rosner wasn't happy with that. He said it's mutter because of Art Kosev, but that Zilzal Shabbos. So he wasn't happy with doing it. But as far as Kosev is concerned, there's no issa with blocking the light and making a shave. It's nothing that's miscanned. There's nothing there. You can just see an image. Although even in that Nissan credits, he said that to make shadows, if you do it with your hand, so that's not miscanned because you're going to move your hand soon. But if you put something there, let's say you set up a sundial or something, if you put something there that's going to stay and make a shadow, then that would be a problem.
So the shadow with things, you can't tell the Gentiles to do.
So then there's a shadow invisible ink. So if you write it and then if it's legible as you write it and then it just disappears, then that lechur is a ksav, and Shlomo Zalman says that it's a issa d'oraisa. So because at the time it's a proper ink, and the mice it stays, it is miskayim at the end, even though you need some way to get it back, but it's still there. So there you have to do something to get rid of it, but as it is, you could leave it, then nothing would happen to it. Yes, that's probably Issa D'oraisa. But if at the time of Ksiva, then you can't see it, you have special pens that you can't see anything, so then although it's a Ksiva, because you have actually written there, but it's not a Derech Ksiva, so that would be just Issa D'rabbanan. But these type of inks, you have inks that you need to hold it on the infrared to see it. So that is not an issa, because you're not doing anything. You're not changing anything in the ink. You're just shining a light on it, and that makes it visible. But you're not actually producing letters. Prima Godin talks about a case where they used to use chalev to write on the paper, and then that faded. Then you need to hold it against the fire, and then it will show the letters. So there, he says, it's doim l'ksav, because there you're actually making the letters come out, and they weren't there.
So it's like invisible ink?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, invisible ink. Sorry? Oh, it's doim l'ksav, it's just the rabbonim. But it's there already, and you're just being megalit, you're not actually writing it. What? No, if at the beginning, when you write it in the first place and it's visible until it dries, so then it would be a deraisa, because there you have a proper ksav, and even though it doesn't actually go away, it just fades. So that's probably what he means. So the person can talk about the temperature testers. You have a strip that you put on your forehead and then it lights up. So if that's the same as the case of the Prima Godin, that there's something already there, and then the letters appear on it. So if it's just a line, then it's nothing. But if there's actually a letter, it's not severe, because you're not actually what? Sometimes it comes in the form of a letter. So that's similar to Prima Godin, that it's megalit, although there it's not permanent. So it's as soon as you take away, it's going to fade. You're not changing anything. You're not adding on ink on it. It's just a reaction. It's a reaction.
That's
just
what it's there.
Sometimes you can see it. It depends on the if you can see it before, then it's much better. It's there, Bertum, and then it just changes. But even that, and that's bichlal not miskayim, because as soon as you take it off, it just fades away. So in such a case it would be okay. And anyway, the person said usually you're talking about a chayla when you're using such a thing. So it's even better. So lemaisa, so back to our shayla of sign language. So pashtus when you make signals with your hand and make signs. It's a dovash elim iskayim. The derech elim is that you don't keep your hand like that. So it's a dovash elim iskayim. And also many poskim hold it's not. There's no issa to make a letter if there's no background to it. So I mean, the ma'isa, Rav Nissen Karelitz and Rav Vozner, they said it's mutter. Falcon, the Savior, says also to make signals in the hand. He says you can't make a letter E and you can't make a shape of a rabbit. Not sure how you do that. Falcon, the Savior, he doesn't explain why, but he has also. But a lot of poskim are matter that the Maisa, it's mutter to make hand signals. I don't know. Yeah, it could be. It's a simon.
It's actually
it's ois for them. That is their ois. Yeah. Okay. Right. It's okay.